Letters.
On software attacks, lab-grown meat, the pop industry, Iraq, the moon, and breasts.
Invading software systems.
From Diomedis Spinellis, Professor, Athens University of Economics and Business. Ghosts in the Machines, article June 15th, analyse the peacetime intrusions of China and Russia into the West's IT infrastructure. Such intrusions carry significant risks even before the assets are activated in an actual war. Software-intensive systems are highly complex. Their developers spend huge amounts of effort to ensure their reliability. Any modifications require a deep understanding of them and extensive testing. Adversaries building a foothold in a country's critical infrastructure often have an incomplete grasp of the systems they attack. Thus, such intrusions can easily introduce bugs or failures which can lead to peacetime disasters. Clandestine modifications to phone switch software for a wiretapping operation during the 2004 Olympics in Greece introduced a fault that led to failed short message deliveries. This eventually uncovered the espionage. A similar intrusion to the control software for a nuclear reactor or a dam could have graver consequences.
Conservatives beef.
From Dr. Tony Moses, entrepreneur in residence at One Ventures, Omaha, Nebraska. American Republicans want to maintain control over food supplies and are opposed to lab-grown meat, you said, article The Economist explains, June 3rd. America may just end up importing the meat alternative instead of growing it. The Netherlands, Singapore, South Korea and the United Arab Emirates are world leaders in lab-grown meat thanks to favourable regulations and incentives, while regulatory approvals in America have ground to a halt. This threatens American food security and innovation. Lab-grown meat has to achieve technical milestones for regulatory approval through the Food and Drug Administration, which is unusual for a food product. Unlike the drugs industry, cultivated meat startups operate on lean budgets, with little cash to spend on R&D, large-scale facilities, lobbyists, or long product development timelines. To protect food security and innovation, the FDA must be allowed to remain science-driven, collaborative, and with a predictable path to regulatory approval. Otherwise, investment will dry up and the industry will die, and not at the hands of cattle ranchers and red state governors.
A new era for pop music.
From Mano Manoharan, London. I don't agree with your claim that pop stars are all about albums, article June 8th. In the 1980s, when I was general manager of EMI's International Marketing Division, the thinking was certainly to sell singles in order to make the real money selling albums. However, as the commercialization of pop tours took off, providing super returns derived from scaling up concerts and event experiences, the thinking changed to selling singles to sell albums in order to sell tickets and merchandise. Beyoncé's Renaissance tour, grossing $579 million in revenue, and Taylor Swift's Eras tour, $1 billion in gross revenues and counting, have shown that live performance is now the ultimate creative expression and monetary reward for our queens of pop.
From Arun Chopra, Edinburgh. Readers may be interested to know that following the publication of a young Swifties letter in the May 11th issue critiquing this newspaper's article on whether Taylor Swift had peaked, while raising the issue that her dad had not bought tickets for her to attend Miss Swift's concert, a happy outcome was achieved. Dad and daughter attended the concert. Miss Swift acquired a new fan, and the 11-year-old and her friends have learned about the power of journalism.
Why Iraq invaded Kuwait.
From Francois Melles, Economics Professor Emeritus, Naval Postgraduate School, Monterey, California. OPEC countries failing to stick to lower output targets, article In the Shadows, June 1st, was a factor behind Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990. Individual countries in the oil cartel have an incentive to cheat, selling above their quotas, so it needs an enforcer to keep would-be cheaters in line. Historically, the role fell to Saudi Arabia, a swing producer capable of flooding the market when members violated their quotas. In 1989, Kuwait was the biggest cheater. It undermined OPEC by overproducing oil, depressing prices, and depriving Iraq of critical revenues. When Saudi Arabia failed to act, Saddam Hussein, Iraq's president, took on the role of enforcer. Although clearly attracted by Kuwait's vast oil reserves and having failed to persuade his neighbours to cancel a $14 billion debt, Saddam also seized the chance to signal to other OPEC members not to violate their quotas. So in 1990, also convinced that Kuwait's royal family was complicit in an American-led conspiracy to weaken Iraq, Saddam invaded.
Reflections on our planet.
From Tom Nagorski, New York. Kudos for a deeply moving obituary, June 15th, on William Anders, the Apollo 8 astronaut who took the Earthrise photograph in 1968. It reminded me of In the Shadow of the Moon, a documentary film from 2007, which featured reflections from astronauts who flew on lunar missions and used the famous photo and a trove of spectacular imagery taken on the Apollo flights. That film, like your obituary, reminds us that they had gone all the way to the moon to discover the Earth.
From John Fox, Mercersburg, Pennsylvania. You touched on 1968 as a year of Vietnam and riots. Anders took his photo at the end of the year after the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, the Tet Offensive, and widespread disorder on college campuses and city streets. It was a year of chaos, grief, and mental and spiritual exhaustion. I still remember watching the television pictures of Earth from Apollo 8 on Christmas Eve, and hearing their unannounced reading from Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. At the close of a ghastly year, Anders and his crewmates gave us beauty and peace and helped us heal.
From Marty Krasny, Sausalito, California. As a footnote, it is worth contemplating that the iconic photograph taken by Anders, an Annapolis graduate, Air Force Major General, nuclear engineer, lapsed Catholic, Nixon administration stalwart, and defense industry CEO, was quickly repurposed by Stuart Brand for his Whole Earth catalogue, which for many of us was a virtual Bible of the counterculture. It was briefly edited by Paul Krasner, one of Ken Kesey's iconoclastic Merry Pranksters. What goes around comes around, for planets and photographs.
Bosom Poetry.
From Anne Smith, London. Regarding your review of a book on women's breasts, article The Booby Trap, June 1st, I composed this when age forced acceptance on me. I remember the time, oh what fun, quite sublime, when I was a 38D. Now they've flattened and flap when I run. What's happened? Slap, slap, ah me, ah gravity. This is an experience shared by a downhearted proportion of your readers. Yours despondently.